Welcome to Leeds Town Hall. I'm Margaret Phillips, and it's my great pleasure to be giving this week's lunchtime organ recital. I'm beginning with an orchestral piece by Felix Mendelssohn, arranged by W.T. Best, the organist of St. George's Hall in Liverpool, and probably the most famous organist in England in his day. Mendelssohn wrote incidental music to several other plays in addition to his popular score to A Midsummer Night's Dream, and one of these was a play by Jean Racine called Atalia, the plot of which is based on a complicated Old Testament story, which I won't go into here. The music was commissioned by the Prussian king and completed for a private performance in 1845. The War March of the Priests is an orchestral interlude in the play. It has something of the same rhythmic energy as Mendelssohn's more famous Wedding March.
Thank you.
after Mendelssohn's rousing War March of the Priests, something altogether calmer, Bach's Fantasia and Fugue in C minor. The Fantasia is expressive, nothing like Bach's stormy Fantasia in G minor. A long pedal note sets a rather brooding atmosphere, and later there's a theme with paired sighing quavers, reminiscent of Bach's Passion music. In contrast, the fugue which follows is lively with a distinctive, rather perky subject, which includes four repeated notes. Later, two new subjects are introduced, the most striking of which is a rising chromatic theme. Bach doesn't then do what one might expect and combine the different subjects, but instead he repeats the opening section, adding a short coda at the end.
Thank you.
That was Bach's Fantasia and Fugue in C minor. And now we come to the English composer Henry Smart, who spent most of his life in London, but was organist of Blackburn Parish Church, what is now Blackburn Cathedral, for a few years in the 1830s. He also designed organs, one of the most important of these being the original Gray and Davidson instrument here in Leeds Town Hall. He collaborated on its design with William Spark, who afterwards became the Leeds municipal organist, though Smart was the one who produced working drawings covering every aspect of the construction of the organ. Today, Smart as a composer is mostly remembered for a few hymn tunes and psalm chants, yet after his death, his biographer spoke of his marked individuality and judged his organ music as second only to Bach and quite equal to Mendelssohn. He certainly knew how to write a good tune, as his many andantes show. This one, in A, was published posthumously.
Thank you.
after that Andante by Smart, we have another composer with a Leeds connection, Philip Wilby, who taught for many years at Leeds University, first as lecturer and then professor. He lives near Ripon and has a strong connection to the cathedral, and this cycle of pieces, completed in 2019, was inspired by the 15th century Misericords in Ripon Cathedral. The Latin word misericord means a mercy seat. It had a ledge for the monks to lean on during long hours of standing for worship. The Ripon Misericords contain some rich and humorous carving. I'm going to play four pieces from the cycle, first a short prelude, then two pieces depicting images drawn from the natural and mythic world. The first is an owl, described in a medieval book of beasts as a bird that loves the darkness more than the light. The next image is a mythological figure, a mermaid. The Ripon mermaid gazes out at us beguilingly. Half female and half fish, she combs her long hair and gazes at herself in a mirror. Her singing charms the sailors, and when they are sleeping, she pounces on them and tears them to bits. Finally, the Western Wind, a set of variations on a melody that the original Ripon master carver and his assistants would have known well, as it was a great favorite in Tudor times. Most of the pieces in this cycle are dedicated to people connected with Ripon Cathedral, but I am very honored that this final piece is dedicated to me. The next piece was written exactly 100 years before the Rip and Misericords by Philip Wilby that you have just heard. Saint-Saëns, the centenary of whose death we mark this year, was 84 years old when he wrote his Fantasy in C. In a letter to Vidor, Saint-Saëns said that the piece came about at the request of the young King of Portugal, although he doubted whether the king would be able to play it. It begins and ends in reflective mood, but also has more lively sections.
Thank you.
Saint-Saëns, whose fantasy you've just heard, was organist at the Church of the Madeleine in Paris. He succeeded our final composer, Lefebvre Vailly, who a few years after he left the Madeleine became organist of Saint-Sulpice, where he presided over the largest organ in France. Lefebvre Vailly also became a sort of house organist to Gwyer Cole, who had built the organs in both the Madeleine and Saint-Sulpice. His music divides opinion today as to whether it's too trivial for words or, on the other hand, great fun. It's difficult to imagine this sortie being played as the congregation left Saint-Sulpice, as its name implies, but it's eminently suitable for a town hall recital.